UFT Newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm David Bereswain. Governor DeSantis signed his eighth and final budget today, and he vetoed about $800 million from a budget of $114.5 billion. The signing comes 2 days before the fiscal year is set to begin and after a legislative battle over spending led to a stalemate that required a May special session. The budget includes more than $30 billion for K-12 schools, which is more than last year. The funding also sets aside $1.5 billion to boost teacher pay and $665 million for Everglades restoration projects. DeSantis has touted reductions in the overall budget, as well as a reduction in state debt, and a decrease of 1,300 state workers from when he first took office in 2019.
We're leaving it better than we found it. No question that we're stronger. No question that we're fiscally responsible. No question that we've met all the challenges that have come before us.
DeSantis also signed off on a tax package, which is estimated to cut state and local revenue by $272 million next year. And it revives a hunting, fishing, and camping sales tax holiday, which will now run from September through December. And finally, the budget also moves Florida's annual back-to-school sales tax holiday from July 20th to August 20th, rather than all of August. This is WUFT.
Visit Gainesville.